Welcome to the show. I thought I better take my phone off and mute. Didn't want to do a whole 7 minutes with that. We've done that before. Well, that didn't work too well. Well, good morning. It's fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. And we are here. Oh, wow. Wonderful Wednesdays. So we got marvelous Mondays and tremendous Tuesday and wonderful Wednesday. Can't wait to see what tomorrow is. Well, we have Mr. Versi Walker, who's going to be coming to the line in a minute. Not here yet, but he'll be coming any second. We just, oh my gosh, it's just been awesome, awesome, awesome. The motivation, the inspiration, the empowerment, the new life. I was on the prayer and power call this morning at 6 a.m., and my topic was the power for a new season. There's a new season coming. We got just 7 days in a new season. And God was just showing me his number 7 for completion. So whatever the thing you've been going through is complete. It's done. Your dry season is over. Your storm is over. You got 7 days. 7 days. You got to prepare for this new season. And in the teaching from that this morning, he gave me 3 things as you're preparing. Number one, you've got to look at the people you are connected to. And the scripture text I was reading from was 2 Kings in the 3rd chapter, when the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, they went out to battle against the king of Moab. But God, ooh, hallelujah, showed up. So listen, you got to know who you're connecting with, because it was the king Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, remember, said, wait a minute, why are we trying to figure something out? Did you talk to the Lord? and you get a word through to God. So you got to be around the right people who know how to get a word through. You got to be around people that talk to the Lord. And so then the second thing is that you got to be filled with his word. You got to get that living water, that living water. We're in a dry spell. We need water to quench us, to revive us. And I thank God for the retreat we just came off. We've been revived. You got to get revived. Some people, why we got to go to a retreat? Because every now and again, you're going to get out there, you're going to get dry. And the enemy is always trying to destroy five things, either our ministries, our marriage, our family, our health, or our finances. Always. That's his job. But anyway, so that was this morning, y'all, at 6. You know, I'm pumped up, fired up, ready to go. Then last night, I was on a conference call being interviewed by Pastor Mother Patricia Morgan out in California. She has a ministry online on Facebook called Daily Renewal Guidance. And it's all these women that post renewal and guidance every day. We got to get it every day. So we were on there, and that call lasted till 11 o'clock last night. And I was being interviewed about my testimony, and oh, God, it was just, I know some of you were there. Tina, God bless you for your support. I heard you were there. I heard Z on the call. But today we got more to come, more to come. You gotta get this. We got more to come. We would love to come to gather some women in your city, and we will come there. No gathering is too small for LaLisa J. Williams. No, so if you're waiting to get 300, 400, 500, all that, you're waiting too. It's too late. You've already missed it. You call me. You get me there. I'm coming. Gather, it's my ministry, it's my mission. I will come. We can talk just like we're talking here. Talk about getting ready for your business. It's this new season. It's fast upon us. Tomorrow, we have a special treat for you tomorrow coming to the show. We have other people lined up. People are birthing their gifts like boom, 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 boom. It's like a litter. You know, our cats have a bunch of little kittens at one time. The people are just birthing out. This is the season. This is the season for something new. But you got to get that new, you got to revive your faith. You got to revive your determination. You know, before in the dry season, we're ready to give up. Don't give up. Got to keep on going. We got to press our way. We got to get that new power. Got to get that boldness. Got to get boldness. Boldness brings genius, power, and magic. Both said that. So we got things coming up this Friday. We know many of you are busy. It's the holiday season. But don't get too bogged down with shopping that you miss. The reason for the season, keep Christ first in your life. With holiday season, we have Friday doing a holiday session for Sister to Sister. I'll be on the panel over here in Maplewood, 1877. My husband has also agreed to also join me there. They asked. He said yes. I tell you, a new season, y'all. It's here. It's here. It's here. I've been trying to get him to do that for years and years and years and years. That's why you don't have to worry. When God is ready for something to happen, it's going to happen. But that didn't keep me from working. Don't think you can just sit back. Just like Elijah gave a word of the Lord to those three kings, told them, you got to dig ditches. Listen, you got to dig. You got to work, okay? While you're waiting, you got to work on yourself, on your personality, on your attitude. Got to work on what we say. You know, as women, we talk a lot. But we got to start making sure what we're talking about is positive, and that's going to push somebody to the right. Remember, our words have either life or death, life or death. Every time you open your mouth, we got to say, is this giving life or is this murdering someone? Is it giving life to someone, just like you gave birth to your child? Is it giving life or is it killing someone? Every word we say does one or the other.
life and death. It's in the power of the tongue. We can give life to people. So that's one thing God showed me, that even though I never had a natural birth, natural bringing forth a life, but, and I know women that are so, that's the most exciting thing in their whole world, is that they've gave life to something. I know them. I know women like that. Y'all know women like that. Some of you may be that woman. Some woman, that's the best thing in the world they've ever done, was to give life to something. Well, I feel the same way when I can speak life to somebody. I feel just as fulfilled and happy and joyous as a woman who is laying there on the operating table that has just given birth. I feel just as, now I know some of y'all are like, wait a minute, some of y'all remember back to that when the feeling was sort of groggy, okay? But you know what I mean. After that pain left you, you were happy to see that little baby. Couldn't wait to see it. Couldn't wait to touch it, to feel it. And that's how I am when it comes to things that are being said. I can't wait to give life. You know, the Word of God says that we have life and we have it more abundantly. So our words are powerful. And I see that we do have Mr. Versie Walker here with us. Maybe he's been with us. Maybe he was trying to call in and the phone lines were filled up. He had to wait until somebody dropped off. See, that's what time is.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. Sorry for calling in late. How are we doing?
Well, yeah, so we got to keep in mind that until we increase the phone lines, if you call, they're only giving so many phone lines on Blog Talk Radio at this level of service that we have with them. And so people are anxious and waiting to be here, and not anxious, but they're ready. Because we know we don't be anxious for nothing. The Word of God tells us that. So we don't say we're anxious, but they were ready to be here.
They're here.
Because remember, y'all, our words have life. So we don't just say anything that the world says just because it sounds cute and it, because it fits. Oh, no, we don't. We check every word we say, oh, yes, because we've got places to go and things to do. So I made sure I retract that. No, we're not anxious, but we are ready. Because he told us, don't be anxious for nothing. So
there you go.
We're ready. They were here. They were on. So we've got to get those calls in early. I want to just say good morning to each and every person in the chat room. Good morning. Thank you for coming into the chat room, being on the show today. Good morning to those who will either listen by archives later. Thank God for all those that have come. You have been invited by Mr. Versie Walker. We thank you and we welcome you to the show. We want to give a shout out to our good and supportive friend, Miss Tina Lane. God bless you. I tell you, you are truly, truly, truly an awesome woman. Good morning to Miss Hope out there in Cincinnati, Ohio. God bless you and your business, an entrepreneur extraordinaire, going into her fourth year of business. And Miss Patricia Martin doing big things right here in Jersey. I see 336 area code, so I believe that's Evangelist Dancy or someone in that area, in the North Carolina area. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, you're in for a super, super, super fantastic treat this morning. As we going to sit back with our pens and our paper and take lots of notes as we introduce to some, but present to others, Mr. Versie L. Walker, our Wednesday coach and midweek inspiration. Mr. Walker, how are you?
You know what? Doing well, doing well. It's cold. I think last night here in New York we got down to, I think, 10 with a real feel of minus 2. So
wonderful.
It's been wonderful.
Oh, yes. It gets rid of a lot of germs. I love the cold weather. I used to did not like it. There was a time when I complained about cold weather, but I stopped doing that because, you know what? It's all from God, because the cold can keep you inside. And for a busy person like me, Mm-hmm. I'm thanking God.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Good. No, but how are you? I know you had a phenomenal weekend. The energy is just permeating, if that's the right word to use, throughout your text, throughout your post and everything. So I'm kind of jealous that I wasn't able to be at the function this weekend.
Oh, Mr. Walker, wow. Woo! I mean, words can't even describe that place, that retreat, that word, revive and renew and restore. It was a time to do that. I mean, I was expecting great things. I wasn't expecting that thing to show up the way God showed up, but he did. And we women just came together. As a matter of fact, I left there. And I said, we got to do, like, we were there all night, but, you know, we still had to get sleep and get up. But I've called forth an all-night session where we're just up all night speaking power. Got to speak power. But thank you. I wish you could have been there. I wish so many others could have been there to experience it with us. But we just moved in such, I mean, everything just flowed. I mean, you know, the people, everything, the hotel was so gracious to us.
Wow.
We went way beyond the time we paid for. And I have been in establishments when it comes to the time that you pay for it, you're out. They throw you out, basically.
Right. They cut you off. It's time to go.
Oh, you got to go. But this place, you know, it was, we'll be back in the morning to clean up. Now, you know, hotels don't be doing that. They want to get in there and clean. People are on the clock. People are getting paid to get in those rooms and clean them up. Okay, they're not going to be telling you you can stay. I think, you know, we got a late check. It was just beautiful.
Well, that just lets you know and goes to show that that's what it was meant to be and that's where you were meant to be. Because I think initially you were going to do it in Maryland, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Watch out now. Yes. Watch out now. So next year is just going to be over the top.
Next year, woo. This is something when you leave one event already looking for the next one. You know it was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Well, again, I am glad that you enjoyed it. I'm glad the ladies enjoyed it. And I'm hearing that you said Ms. Tina Lane, she did some phenomenal things. And I think there was a minister that you mentioned on the show, I believe it was yesterday or Monday as well, who just, you know, tore it up. So good. Great for you guys. Great for you ladies.
Yes, yes, yes. And we thank God. We thank God. They were evangelists. Evangelist Minister Elaine Haskins was there. Evangelist Dancy, all the way from North Carolina. I tell you, it was just, Miss Rhonda McBee. I mean, God really did open up. And I mean, we had the herbal botanical body shop, and Mr. TC and Sherry were there on Friday night to pamper us. We certainly thank God for them. And we thank that we actually, you know, God would continue to expand their business and their horizons, because they really, 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 I mean, they came full force. He was prepared. He was fully prepared to give every type of massage you could have had wanted. And so we did get our hands massaged. Some got their feet massaged. So we just really had us a night of relaxation and pampering, just as the Lord had ordered. And now, Mr. Walker, we are raring to go. I'm telling you, just filled up, just filled up, filled up.
Well, I know we need that, and not just in this season, but in every season. You need an opportunity to reconnect, to decompress, and to just feel, like you said, renewed and revitalized. We don't do it enough. We don't realize that, you know, each day there's a layer of skin that dies off of our body, and then the molecules and the cells join up again to revitalize or provide new skin, and the shedding of the skin, the shedding of bad thoughts, the releasing of bad energy, or just, again, filling the oneness with yourself, friends, and with God. And, we, you know, sometimes we need to have a retreat. not just always physically, but a retreat in our own mind. You know, we need to go ahead and just go into meditation to get that fulfillment that you're talking about. And when you do it in the midst of one, two, or more, they said in the Bible that, you know, he too is there. That's that third mind or that other higher level of consciousness. And you walk away feeling just like you said, where you're looking for the next time. You're looking for the next opportunity to do this again. I was watching a show with Oprah Winfrey and Wynonna Judd, and I didn't know throughout the years the strain that her relationship with her sister and her mother throughout the years. You know, phenomenal family, great singing group, but there has been so much toxicity in their relationship and their lives. And right now they're going through therapy, and they're using the therapeutic words to make sure they communicate effectively, not only with one another, but with themselves. And for Wynonna, where it was to the point where she was probably going to jump off a bridge one day, overweight, exhausted, frustrated, and just wasn't having a good time with life, she took a walk. They have a 1,000-acre piece of property, I think, in Tennessee, right outside of Tennessee. And she took a walk on their land and probably came back home an hour later and realized that she enjoys walking, but she was in serenity. She was in peace. She was able to relax, relate, and release. Having her conversation with God, talking and seeing the universe, seeing the wondrous planet that we live on, and she started to revitalize. And I think that's what probably you and the other ladies did, and more of us need to do that, come together as a community, come together as one body, and build that strength. So again, I'm happy for you. I'm excited that you were able to do that, and I wish more and more people would take advantage, and those who didn't make it, couldn't make it, that they make sure that they establish some type of payment arrangement, they have some type of thing set up, that they have children, to make sure that when you have this retreat again, that they're right there in the midst of that greatness and that glory. I truly do.
Yes.
And with that being said, Ms. Coach, I'm going to get started, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
If you say, wait a minute, I thought you already started. No, I'm going to get started. Yeah, I was also going to say something, too, about Miss Adele, Miss Jazzy Adele. She was actually where I wanted to be on last week. She was in Las Vegas with James Malnichak. He's a motivational speaker who teaches other speakers how to earn big bucks in speaking arrangements and functions and how to create books and sell books. And he does a boot camp, I believe it's twice a year, and the boot camp is phenomenal. And the people that he brings and he puts forth, it is so wondrous. And she was actually there this weekend, and I was hoping that she would have given a lot more detail in her post and everything, because I plan on being there soon. And so it's these people such as yourself and Miss Adele and everyone who listens, you know, Coach Jay and people who either provide these type of opportunities in these facilities, and then those who have the consciousness in which to go. It was something my daughter said that was very alarming to me not too long ago. She wants to be a triple threat from dance, music, and production. But she doesn't even get up and perform. She doesn't get up and practice. She doesn't even beg to see videos. And so she comes home one day, and I think she discovered that it was either Smokey Robinson or Quincy Jones who doesn't read or never learned to read sheet music. So she comes and says, well, if they didn't learn to read it, why should I? And it was startling because it's like, you would put yourself on the level of a Smokey Robinson or a Quincy Jones, these people who made music all around the world and contributed in such a way, even though they never learned to do sheet music, their passion didn't limit it from doing that. They played music regardless. You couldn't stop a Michael Jordan from carrying a ball. even though he actually was told, I think it was in high school, that he couldn't even make the team. You would know that today. So these people who go to your functions, who come to our functions, who the Adeles of the world, who are already on the level where they want to be, realizing that iron sharpens iron and that they need, want more to bring more to the people, to bring more to themselves, to then do things more effectively and efficiently, to be, to show themselves worthy. So, again, even with Adele, you know, she was where I want to be this week, you know, past week, and we will be there again, and we will be there together. So, again, I continuously thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into my segment, but it is just so awe-inspiring when people are living their purpose and doing what they need to do to get their job done. And that's why it's so important, especially at this time. And you expounded on it kind of yesterday with the fact that we are helpless or feeling helpless and on the verge of being hopeless. And there's so much more life out here. There's so much more life out here. And if you don't believe that you can make money in this season, there is no way in heck BP could have dumped as much oil in that doggone Gulf of Mexico and then turned around and had a quarter where they had, I think, $5 billion that they won the upswing. There's money out here. I think we just need to change our mind, and that's what I'm talking about today, and that's what you talked about yesterday. I'm going to keep in that same vein. So, again, good morning, everybody. I hope that everyone is having a wonderful week. I know that, you know, Coach Lisa has so much energy that I hope that she shared it with you guys and just didn't take it all, because she had her husband on, she had a great retreat, she's fabulous. So I hope she gave some of that back to you people, because I felt it, and I hope that you, again, are having such a wonderful week this week. As always, I'm excited, and I am glad to join each and every one of you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, and also to you, Coach, for allowing me once again to share my experiences and my positive messages with you and the listeners. I have just another quick update this week. On Tuesday, December 21st, I will have a book signing at the LaGuardia Airport here in New York City. This will actually be my final event for the year, and I want it to be a great one. I want it to be right here at home. So LaGuardia did put in a call, and we've actually made the arrangement. So on December 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., I will be at the LaGuardia Airport right before the fantastic Christmas holiday. And for anyone wishing to learn more about me and to secure an autographed copy of the book Success How I Ended Up Here, I ask that you visit me at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. And if you place the orders by this week, I will ensure that the books make it in time and arrive for Christmas. Now, with that being said, what I want to talk about today, Coach, is actually what the theme of your show has been pretty much this week. And that's, again, staying in the same vein of the topic of thinking big. Yeah. When I talked about Adele and going to the Big Money Speaker Conference, even in the context of his show, of his event, he uses the word big money speaker. It is a boot camp for those who are seriously, earnestly desiring to take this medium, this author, book writing, performer, speaker, and he's taking it to the next level. He's helping people to think like master marketers, thinking bigger than the scope. I know I talked on last week how the entrepreneurial spirit versus the entrepreneurial mindset. I mentioned how Mrs. Steele was in a spirit when she was making cookies and perhaps selling to her neighbors and her friends, but when she transitioned to the mindset, she started thinking about franchises. She started thinking globally. She started thinking about diversifying her businesses. And that's the thinking big process. And even just when I told you this morning it was cold, you thought big. You didn't look at the glass half empty. You said, you know what, it kills off diseases. It allows, you know, the animals to transition. It allows us to do things that we normally wouldn't do. Maybe we need this opportunity to slow down, pump our brakes a little bit, and just reflect. And so I appreciate that type of thinking. When it comes to the subject matter as it relates to it, I was listening on yesterday to the archives of this week's show, and I was doing it for the first time using a different mechanism. I used my daughter's iPod Touch. Now, isn't it just wonderful all the various ways that are now available to receive the messages that were directed and intended for us? This unit, the iPod Touch, it's not a telephone. It's not a radio, but it has the functionalities because I converted my baby girl's iPod Touch into a phone. My internet phone service provider has an application that I can convert her iPod Touch, not iPhone, but iPod Touch, to a phone. So now I can talk to you as long as I'm near my Wi-Fi connection or my internet connection. I can talk to you across the world using my daughter's iPod Touch. So that technology, even though maybe initially when that unit was created, it may not have been thought of to do it that way, but maybe they did, and that's why it was functioning the way it is, because they thought big. This big thinking concept is wonderful. So I was listening to you. I was listening to your husband. I was enjoying the audio from this unit, and it was amazing to me that, it continuously allows us to receive the wonderful messages that are meant and directed for us. I heard on the show Monday your husband, Drew, talking about the wonderful things, giving great nuggets and suggestions as it related to gathering of customers. And for me, being in sales for as long as I was and still am, I appreciated what he was speaking of. And he was translating and communicating on his level as someone who deals with stainless steel and works with, you know, customers all across the globe. And you were re-communicating it back to the audience who may have a dry cleaner, who may have a book, who may own a shoe shine shop. But the principles in which he was talking about, these nuggets and everything, are valuable, but they don't just apply to the steel industry. Customer service, you know, actually covers the broad spectrum. And it really relates, and I just thought about this, it really relates to when you're just dealing with people. He says, get engaged. Find something of interest. Discover more about them so that when you present something to them, they would value it, appreciate it, and then purchase it. But if we just do that with human beings, someone at the airport, someone who gets on the elevator, if we would just engage with them and communicate with them, they would more want to talk to people like you when they see people like you, and they would find value maybe in themselves because they may not have had a good day that day. And your comment or compliment or communication with them lets them know that the world is really all right. So he gave some great information, and I hope those who did not hear the show on Monday do go back and enjoy the archives because the information is invaluable. And Coach, thank you for continuously trying to pipe that into the system, bringing it about because, you know, again, through osmosis, we catch things, we find things, we relate to things. And if we can just take the moment and say, you know what, he's talking about sales. I'm not going to listen to Coach Lalise today because they're talking about sales. No, you would have missed the entire content of the context. And it was more than just about sales if you reviewed it with that big thinking. You would have found, just like I found, that that same thing applies to the plumber. He has to build a relationship with that customer in order to get in that house or to come back and service that, you know, utensil or other items again. We want relationships. We want to communicate. That is the reason why brick-and-mortar companies will never truly go out of business if they facilitate that mindset, because people do want to still go to a bank and they still want to know that the bank teller or the bankers recognize them, relate to them, and are familiar with them and their needs. So the internet won't totally take over unless the total customer service aspect is relieved of the brick and mortar and shifted totally to the internet. That's why Macy's still exists. That's why all these other companies still have a brick and mortar establishment. It's unfortunate that some of the employees do not have the mindset of thinking big, because they would blow off a potential customer standing at the door because they won't get off the phone spewing rhetoric with their colleagues and friends. But that customer now went down the hall to another establishment. So, again, I appreciate that and hope that everyone goes back and enjoys Drew's show, because it was great. It was informative. And, again, much of the information is what I communicate. I know Coach Jay communicates, and that we've experienced that brought success to us both personally and professionally. You were also right, Coach, when you were going to, you know, think, when you said the word, if you're going to think anyway, why not think big? What I don't think people get or gather all the time, that, see, for God and for the universe, it doesn't matter. See, it's no greater effort to give you one over the other. Let me put it another way. It takes the same amount of effort and energy to grant you a little bitty, small, tiny wish as it does to give you and grant you the desires of your heart and to bestow upon you all the riches of the land. See, for him, it is no difference to give you a little bitty, itsy bitsy, tiny, a humble servant wish, or to give you all the grandeur that he has said is available to you, that is for you as his child. So it is no greater effort. It makes no difference for him to do that. But for you, it can mean all the difference in the world. It can mean all the difference in the world. See, Tiger Woods could have just wished to be a caddy, and that's all he would have been. He would have been satisfied, I guess, to be on the green, if that's all his desires were. But he wished to be the greatest at the craft that he went for. He had talent that had to be trained and cultivated. He had the spirit, but he went to the mindset. And that's why many people appreciate what he's done for the golf industry. We have to think big, people. We have to look at things in a different light. Forget about our past experiences. I think we really have to delve into more exposure, that if we went to various different places. I went to a Leona Hemsley hotel, Coach, here in New York several years back. I was not familiar with her and her history. And her husband was a big mogul back, I think, in the 30s, who built hotels and built properties. And he would always buy her or build her gifts. And these gifts would be elaborate properties and hotels. And if I'm not sure, by the time he died, they had over 15 hotels throughout the New York area. And most of them were downtown in Manhattan. And these hotels are fabulous. The rooms probably range anywhere from $300 a night to over, you know, $15,000. But it was the first time I had been in a hotel room, in a hotel suite, where there were actually two hotel rooms on opposite sides. So as an example, we rented the room, and we slept in a two-bedroom suite that had a telephone inside of the toilet area. It had, you know, marble floors, marble heated floors. It had granite countertops in the bathroom. It had a eating area. It had refrigerator. I mean, all these elaborate things. And then you can go down the corridor about a good 25 feet And on the opposite side of that same suite, there was another setup exactly the same, and that was your hotel room. That was your hotel room, but it was so elaborate. It was so nice, so posh, that I was like, wow, this is how the other half does live. But because of that exposure and that experience, it allowed me to start thinking bigger. Well, okay, you know, I build me a house. I want some heated marble flooring. I want a bathroom. You know, I want a telephone and a commode. I want these various different things. Why not? Why not have a shower that hits you from every angle of your body? Just imagine how invigorating that could feel. The whole shower experience would then transcend from just, I got to go wash up, to say, you know what? You guys may not see me for an hour or so, but I'll be okay. We need to think big and stop with this small-minded behavior, this small-minded demeanor and attitude. It serves you no good. It doesn't put you in a positive light. It doesn't make your body yearn for greater and better. It just allows you to exist, people. Let's do more with less, but let's do more. Now, I'm sure that you, Coach, let me say it like this. I can't ever seem to come up with a topic for our show until Tuesday. I tried it the day after the show. I've tried it on Friday and Saturday, and it winds up being a long and arduous task. But for some reason on Tuesday, I can sit down and I can start to think. I can take a suggestion. I can hear something. I can read a book. And I can come up with a great topic. But the topic on big thinking, again, you hit it right on the head. I know you don't know this, but I had just finished rereading The Magic of Thinking Big by Dr. David J. Schwartz last week. I've read it, you know, throughout the years, and I've reread it again, and I just finished rereading this book. I love where he quoted in the book Shakespeare, who said, "There is nothing either good or bad except that you make it so." This is so relevant today as it was during the time in which he said it. He's saying in essence that there's not a good feeling or a bad feeling. There's not a good relationship or a bad relationship. There's not a good person or a bad person unless your thinking makes it so. It goes to the other quote that, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure. It's that big thinking. I know people used to sell their bicycles when I grew up, and I never wanted to sell my bicycle because I knew I wasn't thinking to the total capacity of what that bicycle could do or look like, and I didn't want to sell you my bicycle for $10 and you go and trick it out and it looks so fabulous the next day, and then now you want to sell it back to me for $50. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep mine, and I'm going to start trying to change my thinking. I want to think big, and that's what that statement means, that, you know what, nothing's good or bad, you know, in life, but it can be, but not really. It's your perception. It's how you think, and are you thinking big in retrospect? You know, you have to understand your situation, your circumstances, and your conditions are all based on one's thinking. Dr. Schwartz went on to say that, think doubt and fail. Think victory and succeed. How profound. As simplistic as it may seem, it is still so hard for so many to grasp. It's your thinking, either good or bad, that has placed you exactly where you are at today. Coach Jay, you thought success in sales, and you found success. Minister Pat, you thought the ministry, and today you are a minister. And so on and so on. Nothing in life really happens by happenstance. You, I, we have all called these things into our lives, into our world, and into our affairs by our thinking. I've been in situations where I'm like, oh, man, I know when I get outside, I'm going to have a ticket. Oh, Lord, I know. Why didn't I move that car? Why I should move the car anyway. And when I get outside, I have what I thought. I have a ticket on my car. I thought I was going to run late to an event. And my thinking permeated that, and my thinking made that to come true. So why are we thinking small? Why are we thinking negative? It's hard to shake it off. It's hard to just walk through life with how life comes at you, with the things that life can do to you. And we want to absorb things. We want to feel sorry for people. We want to, you know, have over compassion for the, you know, the throes of life. It is really just life. We should be more like a filter and let through the good nutrition, let through the good information and hold the bad information out to prevent that from contaminating the water system, from contaminating the air, from contaminating this big thinking that we all deserve. And if we had everyone thinking big, how much greater this world could be. We would all be living in mansions. We would all be taking vacations. We would all be doing what we're going to be doing next year for that retreat, you know, yachting and island hopping, you know. So we would all be doing that if we thought big. On last week, I touched on the topic of, again, entrepreneurial spirit versus mindset. And I mentioned that those who possess the mindset had to have drive and they had to have vision. I went on to say that, you know, in Dan Kennedy's book, who wrote the book How to Succeed in Business by Breaking All the Rules, he stated and mentioned that in order to be successful as an entrepreneur, you need to develop great vision, ambition, thick skin, immunity to discouragement, and an ability to live in isolation. This holds true for the big thinker. And I mean, when I say this holds true, the isolation part, the other things that to me goes without saying, you have to have this and that and the other. But isolation will come. And oftentimes this isolation will come without your request. Because all the small thinkers won't want to have you around anymore. You're diffusing them. You're blowing their high. You're a buzz killer. You're a killjoy because they want to stand by the water cooler. They want to reminisce. They want to criticize. They want to signify. They want to condemn. They want to make excuses, and you find the reasons and rationale. So the isolation will come oftentimes without your knowing and without your request. Because small thinkers will no longer want to have you around. Maybe that's a good thing. Because, you know, the song by George Benson years ago said, up at the top, there's room for all. It's just the bottom that's crowding y'all. But hold on to your dreams. See, when we think of this, when big thinking individuals look at things differently, other people get scared and they get concerned. How can you see that and how do you feel that? And I've seen that every day and I've did it that way every day and I've never saw it that way because their limited small thinking couldn't allow you to think anything differently because you just went with the norm. Great big thinkers don't. They go across the grain. For example, a small thinker may see an empty, vacant lot in a rundown neighborhood, whereas a big thinker would see a strip mall. A small thinker may see a defiant child as problem and troublesome and may need Ritalin. A big thinker would say, I'm sorry, but they do. A big thinker would say, maybe you didn't challenge them.
All right.
Maybe you don't understand that they have a level of creativity that your system that contains a group who will follow anything but this person steps outside the norm. See, Lenny Kravitz wasn't supposed to sell 25 million albums worldwide. He was not supposed to be a rock star because, you know, the industry told him his complexion was wrong for R&B and jazz, that he shouldn't be this, that, and the other. But Lenny Kravitz realized he was actually bigger than the box in which they were trying to put him in. And so today we have the Lenny Kravitz who can jam on a good star and can grab a mic. So we have to look and think big, people. We must. I can't say anymore. Go ahead.
Well, you are definitely a big thinker, and you don't write a book like Success and How I Ended Up Here, being a small thinker. You don't travel all over the world helping people, young people. You're helping the teens. You're helping mothers. You're helping businesses. You're the business that you did the fundraiser with and the people that you – so you are truly, truly – you get the Big Thinker Award. But I just – I know you can't see the switchboard, so that's the only reason I'm interrupting, because I do see that there's a caller that has their hand up. So I wanted to just check taking calls. Okay. I think they want to say something. Sometimes they make a mistake and hit the number one, but I just want to be respectful of them. They're from the 704 area code. And 704 area code, you're on the air with Versi Walker.
Hello, Mr. Walker and Liza. This is Lorraine Halls. How are you doing?
Good morning, Lorraine. Good morning. Yep, you're on with Versi and Lalisa. How are you doing?
Yes, I love the topic, thinking big, because that's what we have to do. We have to look at the big picture and think of all the possibilities. You know, like you said, the vacant parking lot. You might have a small number of children to work with, but if you start working with them, then other children will become interested in the program, and we have to think out of the box, you know, and I think that's a wonderful topic, and I'm just enjoying this. Thank you.
Awesome.
No, thank you so much. Awesome for calling in. I want to know, I'm hearing a southern drawl or an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Albemarle, North Carolina.
Oh, see, y'all North Carolina, see you. You just don't know. I was there a couple of months ago, and, again, I think I need to come back for some hominy grits, some fried bologna, and that sweet tea. I love the Carolinas. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we call it for the comments and the support just to let you know. If you just tuned in, I know somebody just tuned in, just that you're listening to Versi Walker, author and author coach. He's here every Wednesday morning, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to give it back, turn it back over to him. We have about 7 minutes left, too. That's a long time, Mr. Walker, so take it away.
Thank you so much, and thanks for Lorraine again for calling in. And you're right, Coach. You know, for me with the big thinking helped me to evolve, you know, throughout the years. It also helped me to escape the trappings of my surroundings, and it helped me to catapult my career. It just took it to another level that I had never even envisioned. When I was in retail several years back when I first became self-employed and I had my first retail store and realized in the first 3 weeks that the money I had invested in purchasing that location, I had already made it back, and that business then subsequently would grow and could be, you know, so much more, but I had to multiply. I had to have duplicity. I had to have more locations. Well, within inside of 4 months, I had signed a major contract with a mall on the West Coast and opened up 6 more stores within inside of, you know, 4.5 months. But had I just 2 months before that, you know, the day before that, said, oh, this is good enough. I made my money back. Oh, this is good enough. I'm okay. But I knew that that type of money would not sustain the lifestyle in which I envisioned for myself. And my life changed because of my big thinking. And it happens so often to so many. But I think other people get afraid. They let fear seep in, and we talked about fear enough on this show that we have to dispel, dismantle, and just get rid of this cancerous disease. It should not exist among us, but we allow it to, but we're going to stop it. 2011, we're going to have an anti-fear campaign, and we're going to go at it just like we do for the HIV campaigns, the breast cancer awareness, the jogging, and everything else. We're going to have probably T-shirts, Ain't No Fear No More. We need to stop it, people. because we are hindering our growth. We are permeating, we are using this for generations as crutches and as excuses, and we have no time to play. This is unfortunate, but we will then again, like I said, we need to eradicate this particular disease and cancer. And I'm going to get back on topic, but I have such a passion when it comes to that word, that fear, that debilitating disease. We have to stop it. But for me, big thinking has also allowed me to develop great relationships, much like the one that I have established with you, Coach. Thinking big has also allowed me to pray for my enemies when I knew they meant me no good. And thinking big has also allowed me to leave the foolishness of the past alone. And so I can't imagine, after hearing, you know, the show and the archives, I couldn't imagine any better topic to piggyback from you on than thinking big. Now, take for instance the fact that many of the listeners know and are familiar with the story of Irvin Magic Johnson. Many of you know of his victories both on and off the basketball court. And most of you know and can remember exactly where you were when you heard the news, when he shared with the world his HIV status. But what most don't know is that Magic Johnson, the big thinker, businessman Johnson, most people don't know and realize that he owns 103 Starbucks. Many don't know and realize that he owns 6 AMC movie theaters. A lot of people don't know that that man owns 31 Burger Kings and 12 24-hour fitness centers and a slew of other businesses as well, including the fact that he owns 5% of the L.A. Lakers. See, so many other people who would have been hidden with that word in 1991 that you have HIV would have crawled up and died somewhere. He's did more since learning his status than I believe he did years before. But he didn't think, as a local Michigan person who resided in Michigan, grew up in Michigan, he didn't think just as an L.A. Laker basketball player. He looked at the world globally. I believe he bought Coca-Cola to a part of South Africa. He owns a portion of Coca-Cola, the distributing company. But he saw the world as it should be. And it's grandest, and this infinite, and in this limitless potential. He's seen, and he took advantage. But even though he owns those, he employs people who may have otherwise been unemployable. He has these establishments in areas that Starbucks may not have wanted to go into. But he saw a need, he saw the marketplace, and he helped to create the demand. He has given back in more ways than people who are not HIV positive, who have the same capabilities and the same opportunities, and still do not give back. Because you know what? Magic Johnson thinks big. And much like your husband, Drew, Magic Johnson understood and understands the importance of knowing what your customer wants and giving them much of it. He believes also in customer service first. But the great part about it, this man knows and understands thinking big. I found much value in last week's show, perhaps because this year is coming to a close, and I've seen the show cover many different aspects and important issues and topics as shows like this should. And having seen our listeners become increased and touching special places in my heart by doing so, I fully understand that all that we do, Coach, could only be done from the power of a higher being. But it brings me great joy and pleasure to know that I am being a vessel to help inspire and encourage others to follow their heart's desires. I fully caution people, and I know we have 1 minute left, but I fully caution people when it comes to thinking big. This process can consume your life. It can take over your way of thinking, and it can become contagious. when thinking big on a new way of life, of having a new home or creating a new business, big thinkers don't concern themselves with the how. They just focus on the possibility of seeing their dreams come true. Think confident, act confidently, and success will become you. Think prosperously and see prosperity in your life, your world, and in your affairs. I say again, beware. You just may get it. You just may get your heart's desire because you thought big. Better yet, be prepared and get ready for everything that you wish. As I personally know that all is possible. I want each and every one of you to take care, to be safe, and to remember to always be fearless. Coach, any last words?
Wonderful, powerful, awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we knew it would be another dynamic message from you, Mr. Versi Walker. We appreciate you. We know we will see you next Wednesday, just a few days before the holidays, or just a few days, should I say, before Christmas. All of this has been the holidays. And we just ask that everyone continue to listen to the show, continue to give us your comments, your support, your questions. And, again, if you are listening to the show, you would like to be a guest on the show, please, please just email me or inbox me from Facebook. Oh, we thank you again for the inspiration this morning. We are definitely going to be thinking big. Don't see things as they are, but see things as we want them to be. Plan, prepare, get out there, get going, and call on people for help that we know are also big thinkers. People like Versi Walker, like Ms. Adele, like Coach K, like Jay, like Kiva, like this one and that one. And think big. If I didn't call your name, just think big. We don't think small anymore. Small-minded people say, well, why didn't they say my name? Why didn't you mention me? Why didn't you mention me? No, I have to always do a teaching moment. They just come. That's small-minded. You can't be small-minded and think big at the same time.
Same time.
Either you're going to be a big thinker or you're not. It's just that simple. Many of you are listening now even to Creflo Dollar as he talks about the spirit of offense. You can't go around thinking that everything has offended you and everybody and then think you're going to walk in big thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the preacher in me coming out. Got to help you with it. You're not going to get there just because we come on here and say you can do it. No, you got to line up. You're going to think big and really have those successful days like Mr. Walker and his life and how he's able to travel all over and do what he loves. Whether he's an author, whether he's a salesman, whatever he's doing, but he's doing what he loves. And that's like the heart of the Coach Lalisa show. That's the heart of my coaching, period, is getting people to live the life that they love. And I think that right there is thinking big. Because some people don't think they can. They don't think they can do what they love and still be happy. Or they don't think they can do what they love. They know they could be happy if they could do what they love. But they don't think they can make enough income to take care of themselves and their family, Mr. Walker. That's been the problem.
You know, the money will come. I know for so many people, they don't think they'll get the support. They'll get laughed at. You know what? I want to be a doctor, and I really want to be, a florist. They'll laugh at me. You know what? Again, there's some florists out there making a lot more money than what these doctors are, and they don't have any liability suits. They don't have any stress, and they go home, and they enjoy their life. We have to, you're right, start thinking big. And that's what the Winona Judd situation showed me with her mother, 22 years ago, bought, 1,000 acres of land. She thought big. Now her two daughters and her, grandkids, they each live on the land, but they're 6 minutes away from each other on this property. But it has a brook, it has mountains, it has everything you can think of. But other people would say, oh, I don't want to live that far. I don't want to live out there and stick. I'll stay in the congestion and the combustion and the rigmarole of the city, and I'll deteriorate at the same time, but I'm following everybody else. No, she thought big. She bought that land before the need was even there. And so now she can escape in her own world, on her own property, on her own time. We have to forget about what others think. We have to forget about, again, the how. God, you know, he already has it written out. He just wants you to go ahead and do his will. He wants you to go ahead and jump on the, you know, the desire train and follow your dreams. And don't let society dictate to you what the norm is. We create the norm, but we also create the expectations. And you should expect to receive more, to be more. My publishing company itself says, new look, new you, new inspiration. We have
need
to change
more.
People. Need more.
That'd be it. So that's all the time we have for today. Well, have a wonderful day, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Ms. Lorraine House calling all the way. I thank you. Thank you. She just learned about the show. She tuned in right away. She's a woman of her word. She said, I'm going there right now. And everyone else that is on the show that is going to go back and listen to your iPods and to Miss Gloria, who's probably still out to sea. But God bless everyone, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Go and think big today, and come back tomorrow. Put your hand up and let me know what happened in your life, what changed, what big thinking did you put into practice on something, and come back and tell us the results. Well, we love each and every one of you. This has been Verse L. Walker and Coach Lalisa. Until next Wednesday. We want to see you back here tomorrow and Friday. All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Okay, that's it. That's it for the show. Area code 336, you're on the air. Are you still there? 336, are you still there? 732, are you still there? 732, you're on the air.